Thank you for joining me today. We used to bemoan the fact that the average age of farmers was constantly creeping up, with none of their progeny wishing to take on the challenge of keeping the family farm going. Now that appears to be changing. What are your thoughts?
Within the Ottawa Valley, there is a lot of young farmers that are interested and keen in exploring agriculture and keeping on the family traditions. The average age of farmers may still be going up, but that's likely because people in the industry love what they're doing and they don't like to give it up. So they continue and work with their family or someone non-family member that wants to be involved in agriculture and keep the business going.
Mechanization is made for larger acreage farms, but it can also be a challenge to the bottom line, not only for cash croppers, but in sectors like dairy with robotics and livestock with feed consumption. How have larger machinery costs impacted a farmer's bottom line?
We have to be a little more strategic in what we're spending money on and whether it is the right fit for your operation. I know technology has come a long way and it has given us a lot of different options and availabilities, but with this technology comes at a cost. So making sure it is profitable for you, as well as making sure everybody within your operation is willing to change and take on those costs to be able to make sure that the farm is still profitable.
And what are some of the technological advances that have helped improve the bottom line, for instance, in agronomy to improve soil fertilization and yields?
My background is in the field with agronomy and crops. Some of the technology advances that we've been able to do is more and more planters and applicators to be able to vary inputs. So we are able to put the right nutrients in the right place at the right time for the crop being grown, and we are able to maximize the use of these nutrients with some of the technologies we are using, as well as varying seed inputs to put the proper population so we don't limit the water per plant and actually hurt our growing crops.
With agronomy, do you use drones?
We have used drones. Yes, we've used them for scouting, as well as getting a overall view of the field. And we've helped. We've used them to help us apply some inputs for fungicide in previous years. The biggest issue with drones in our operation ourselves would be the time and the data management. There is a lot of time that comes with flying a field, and a lot of time and a lot of data. So big files and getting them done timely is the biggest issue for us. There is a place for it, and it can be done, and they are helpful tools. It just depends on how you're using them and whether you could be doing something else with them.
Now, you've recently acquired your own farm, am I correct in that?
Yes, I have.
And so what do you like best about farm life that would cause you to recommend it to your peers?
Well, one thing about farm life and in my case is I've always assisted growers in growing their own crop, and now I'll have the ability to put my own crop in 2024. It's exciting. It's a big change. There's a lot of things that we do on a business side that I don't get to see because I'm not directly involved on the farm side that I now get to see. And just learning the new challenge and being out in something that is your own, you get to see things a little more clearly, and whether it's the frustrations or the good things, it's a great learning experience, and I think it really just brings me joy to be able to have the opportunity I do.
Okay, well, thanks again. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you, Rick.
And have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Okay, bye now.